1950s jerkin is in the show. And the cords, that's Lee loungewear. It's just, cords are really comfy, I think. Like, and they're really warm and you can, versatile. And I think when she could glam up. I mean, she'd been a model, so she could glam up. She could wear her Schiaparelli dress. She could wear her Jacques Cohen bikini, whatever, when she knew how to rise to the occasion if she needed to, like for exhibition openings or whatever. But she could also, everyone's got their little slouchy outfit, haven't they? And I think that's what's really cool about it being in the show, is you can see these other parts of her and what she's like. So what kind of downtime Lee would wear. And like, you'll notice in a lot of the pictures, actually, when she's really slouching about, she doesn't wear shoes either. So she's just barefoot, a little blouse, and then cords rolled up at the ankle with a jerkin. And that jerkin, actually, recently we found out some more information, and we're just double-checking it, and that actually it's turned inside out, and it was originally a First World War army coat that's been repurposed. And the manufacturers that made the red lining for it they're the only wool manufacturers that make that material that are still going as a factory in England. These are really good examples of how we should be living now, with how you should be repurposing things, and this environmental issues that I hope the exhibition kind of makes people think a little bit about.
Yeah, and making things well in the first place.
Yeah, and okay, it does look like it's seen better days, but you can see she really loved it.
Yeah, she wore it a lot.
And wore it a lot, yeah.